This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
And let's talk about football, because that is exactly what you're there in Detroit to do. And give us a little bit before we get to the Caleb Williams audio, set up the scene and what he said. Generally speaking, we'll listen to it, but where he was and what went down.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun on Christmas Eve, as you deemed it, to hear from the gift that is going to be waiting under the tree for the Bears tomorrow. And there was a Play 60 event at the Corner Ballpark, which is on the grounds of the old Tiger Stadium here in downtown Detroit. And 13 NFL prospects that are here in town for the draft were participating in a clinic with Special Olympians for an hour. And then they met with the media for half an hour after that just to talk. And so to set the scene for you, Caleb Williams had one rule for the kids that he was working with when he was on the field: if you score, you dance. And so that was a nice little touch early on to get the kids involved in some of the things they were doing, seemed to be really engaged in that part of the clinic. And then as soon as it ended, we've got all five TV stations from Chicago here in town in Detroit, David. So all five sets of TV cameras and reporters rushed at Caleb Williams. Myself and Patrick Finley from the print medium rushed at Caleb Williams. We were part of a horde that swarmed Caleb Williams as soon as this thing ended. He kind of laughed at how quick and purposeful that horde surrounded him. And then the conversation started from there. And I'll let us hear the first part of it. We can react from there. And then we'll get into the second part of it and react from there.
So here's the first part, about a 14-minute block.
The Bears, it was reported the Bears had you and your receivers
to dinner,
meeting, right? To dinner. But then dinner. Recently it was reported that when they set up a dinner, it was with the players instead of upper management. Can you talk about that and the impression that gave you?
Yeah, it was great. It was really just to get around the players. Obviously, they're going to give the real take of me and how, you know, get an idea of how I'm going to be every day. And so that's what that was about. And just getting around the guys, see if I fit in and if, you know, that's the place that, you know, I can lead those guys.
What's your impression of Ryan Poles and Matty Eberflus, just for your time spent with them?
Yeah, they've been great. It's been fun to be around them. They're very detailed. They always have a plan. And they seem like they're routine-like, and so it's kind of how I've been throughout my whole life, and so it may not fit well with them, but for me it's been great.
What number are you gonna wear?
If where?
With the Chicago Bears.
Oh, who knows? I don't know yet. Haven't had those discussions. We'll see tomorrow if, with the 2024 NFL draft, first pick goes.
You've been talking about being the number one pick for a very long time.
Yes.
What are your emotions now, like 24 hours out from this moment?
Very normal, very calm. I prepare myself mentally for it. And I've also prepared myself to put myself in this position physically around my teammates for the past 12 years now. So, ready for the moment, ready to go, ready to lock and load.
Caleb, there were reports that you had a throwing session with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze was there as well. How did that come together? Who organized it?
Who knows if it happened or not.
Caleb, when you were out with Bears players on your visit, what did you want them to learn about you?
I'm just one of them, nothing more and nothing less. I'm the same person every day, and what they saw at the dinner is the person that I am 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and maybe just hopefully a couple more accolades on that list. But other than that, just being the same guy, getting around them, learning them, them learning me, and just enjoying each other's company.
What kind of impression did they leave on you, the guys you were with?
Yeah, I enjoyed all of them. It was defensive guys and offensive guys in there, so it was a good mix to be able to, go back to the guys. If that was the place to go, the place that I was going to go is, good for them to go back to the guys and kind of, speak on how I am instead of all the stuff that everybody sees every day on me.
How excited are you to get this over with, just the draft?
I'm ready. I'm really ready because I want to get back to the football team.
Back it up.
I haven't been on a football team since November 18th, and so it's that's a That's probably the toughest part to me, and something I really want to get back to, get in the locker room, be around the guys, be in ball every single day, and, you know, letting it rip. So I'm really excited for that.
You have messages at all for the fans of Chicago?
Chicago, if you know, that's the place for me tomorrow. I can't wait. All I heard is great things about you all, and I'm ready to go.
Still wearing that navy suit? Planning on wearing that navy suit?
I'm wearing a navy suit, light navy blue. With some silver accents, so it's gonna look nice.
Caleb, when do you today as opposed to the gray?
It actually has a little bit more fur on the inside. You know, you prepare for the moment. You know, it's a little chilly outside.
Out or anything.
No. My pants didn't fit me, and this had a little more fur on the inside. So I wanted to wear this because they said we had to wear the white tee under with the NFL Play Now and things like that. So I wore that, and they gave us this top too, so it was in our bag.
You were on the plane with Rome.
Yeah.
Hoping that's some foreshadowing of some kind.
I don't know. He was in California with me. We just so happened to be on the same plane.
Yeah. Caleb, there's a lot of quarterbacks at the top of this draft, right? That's
yep.
often what defines a draft. Do you guys have any talks about how to make this a special draft? Like, this class be a very special class when you look back on this draft 10 years from now?
No, I can only handle what I can handle, which is myself and controlling those things. Of my play, how much I'm in the film room, how much I'm learning the offense and the playbook and things like that. That's the only way that, and how much you want to win, how much you want to be around, you know, winning teams and cultures and things like that. So, no, I can't talk about other people's, you know, positions in 10 years from now.
What do you think about the rest of the quarterback class?
And maybe it's a good class.
The ability to be special, I guess, this whole group.
Yeah, you know, it's a great class. It's one of the best class, I would say, that has come out. High talented class. High class. You know, I'm excited for everybody else's future.
Caleb, there's so much attention on you right now. What's it like to be able to take a second and give back to Special Olympics athletes?
It was great. I had a blast. I don't know if y'all were watching, but I had a blast. I was out there running routes, throwing it, defending, just all around athlete around these kids, you know, having fun. No, but it was great to be around them. It seemed like they had a great time. When they came over to the area that we were at, and it was really enjoyable for me.
It looked like you asked them to dance.
You have to dance if you score. I mean, football's about having fun, you know?
And then you were joining in.
I was joining in. Gotta lead by example, you know? maybe they felt a little nervous or shy, so just let it rip and get out there.
How do you feel about your dance moves?
Beyonce or anything, but I'm all right. I'm not bad, you know. I get out there. My hips don't lie, but, you know.
Caleb, with all the attention you attract and you have attracted for a long time, how do you depressurize your existence through all this?
Just be the same person every day. I do things like paint my nails and things like that, so I feel comfy in my own skin. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I feel comfy in my own skin, who I am, how hard I work, what I do in my daily life, how I act, how I treat people with respect and things like that. So I don't really have many, unless I'm going on vacation, which is once a year probably. I don't have kind of moments where I depressurize because it's the same person every day. I don't have to deal with, you know, those type of things. And I also have people around me that have instilled things in me, like my parents, but also people around me on my team outside of football that I'm around every day. They see me every day. They know who I am. And you know, those people are the most important thing, people and things around me.
I'm sorry. You've gotten to know Rome.
Yeah.
What would it be like if you guys wound up on the same team?
Well, before I got to know him, he was kicking our ass on October, I think it was, when we played him. And it was not enjoyable then. But to be around him and hang out with him here, combines and all the other stuff that we've done, being around each other, it's been really fun. To be able to work with him possibly, you know, if that happened, would be an honor for me and a pleasure. Another type of athlete and player he is, and also, you know, being around him, you know, since combine, really, the type of person he is. So it'll be awesome.
You brought it up for tomorrow. You got a color scheme for the nails.
Yeah, I got one pinky, one silver pinky.
I want silver pink.
That's what you're rocking tomorrow.
To match my lady's dress, but also match the silver accents in my suit.
Hey, Mr. Caleb, given that Jared Goff against Cal and you are obviously USC,
yeah.
What do you think about the rematches from a Cal guy?
Well, I've never played him, but so it'll be a start of something if I was to go to the Bears, but. Great quarterback. As y'all seen, they went to the championship. Not Super Bowl, but the NFC, whatever it is, championship. He was out there balling, doing his thing, balled the whole season. So if that was the case, I'd be excited to go against him and ready.
Hey, Caleb, the time you spent in Chicago, what's been your sense of the anticipation that you would end up there, just being around the city and the different places that you encountered as you were there?
Yeah, when I went there, I wasn't really interested in the city, per se. I wanted to get around the coaches, the players, because at the end of the day, I'll be spending 12 hours a day in there, and in the city probably once a month, and for game weeks, obviously, four times out the month, and so, I was heavily into, actually being with the city, with the guys and coaches, but anticipation part. If that was a place and things like that, I'd be excited. Everybody over there seemed, pretty excited when I was there, and that just brings some light to me.
Because they were serenading you at the baseball game,
Yeah, I did see that. That was pretty cool. The Caleb chants at the, I don't know if it was White Sox or Cubs, but it was pretty cool to have that moment.
You know, you're from the East Coast.
Yep.
The whole idea of playing in Chicago and the elements there. How does that strike you?
I played in Ohio when it was snowing. I played in rain, sleet. I played in below freezing. I played in super high temperatures. I feel as if I hit all the temperatures.
I think, so you're looking forward to the new Dome Stadium, huh?
If that was the place, I would be excited. If that was the team that would draft me, I'd be excited. It wouldn't be for a couple of years, obviously. It takes a while to build things like that. But, I would be excited and elated to be in that stadium.
Caleb, how far back can you remember, dreaming of being the top pick? How surreal is it to
12 years
on that moment?
12 years is when I set the dream and goal. And it hasn't necessarily hit me yet because I haven't been 2024, first pick in the draft. But you'll probably have to catch me after to see how I'm feeling. But to be here, let alone, be able to walk the stage, it's pretty surreal for me.
Hey, Caleb,
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All good.
When you think about what the Bears have done to prepare for you or who, but in terms of getting Keenan Allen, Swift, how does that strike you in terms of the moves that they've made, the support?
Yeah, the support is huge, exciting. Because if that was the place to draft me, you got Keenan Allen, baller, 13-year, I believe that. You got DJ Moore, speed demon, strong guy, good guy, family guy, ready to go. You got Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift. Swift is real shifty, and so it'd be an exciting offense, I would say. I'd be honored and ready to go.
King referred
him. Yes, he did.
You guys made a connection there?
Yeah, we'd known each other before that. Probably about a year before that, we'd known each other. And so he hit me up and said he was going to come out and support me.
Can you give us a preview of what you're wearing and how much time you spent thinking about it?
I just finished my suit alterations and everything. So I spent probably, I did a couple fittings, I did a couple drawings and things like that. I'd say from last week to, I don't know, probably 2 months ago, months of preparation for the suit.
And who did it?
Gonna have to wait on that one.
Spike shoes, like
no, I'm not doing spike shoes. I'm doing I'm doing black boots.
Excuse me. Yep. Who's your inspiration? Who is your inspiration?
Who is my inspiration?
Good question.
Yeah. That's a great question. Sorry. I'd say my dad for just life, and then I'd say Aaron Rodgers for QB. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady for QB inspiration.
Okay. My last question, sorry,
yep,
guys.
Yep.
But
they all right. They'll wait for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What would you tell your 13-year-old self? What inspiration would you give him?
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. You're going to do it.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me to ask you this question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, what's up? How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So tomorrow, obviously, yep. a moment that kids dream of their entire life.
Yep.
When you were a kid, did you think you were going to get to this stage? And also, what's going to be going through your head when you know, your name is picked and you're announced?
Yeah. So as a kid, I did dream of this. I set my goals. I went after it. I got it. I'm here. I'm ready for the moment. I've been prepared mentally for it. And obviously, physically, I put myself in a position to do it. And then, you know, leading up to these moments, and you know, getting to the moment of tomorrow at what, 5 I think it is here, or 8 here. I think it's 5 West Coast. 8 here. You know, it's in the moment. I'll probably be thinking about all the memories. You know, all the moments I've had leading up to this. All the football moments. All the moments that were tough for me. That helped me get here. And one thing I did was I kept going and kept striving for what I wanted.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our 4th year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Caleb Williams, earlier on Wednesday at the Play 60 event in Detroit. What'd you think, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little more that we'll listen to in a few minutes. Obviously, you've been around these settings before. It is a little bit like a Super Bowl media day. You've got some serious questions. You've got some light questions. You've got some kids chiming in and asking some good questions there toward the end. What struck me being in person is how engaged Caleb was with every single person that asked him a question, how willing he was to kind of go down whatever path he was being asked to go down. There is, both by action and by words, self-assurance about him that we've talked about that seems sincere to me. It doesn't seem manufactured. I think that's important. Obviously, the most important part of playing this role in this city is going to be making plays regularly on game week. But there is a comfort there that I think is very palpable and easy to pick up on. And we'll see where he takes it. Now, look, it's really easy to have that comfort a day before the draft, more so than when you lose by 25 points to the Packers, which many a Bears quarterback has done over the years. We'll see how he retains that. But those were some of my initial impressions.
I thought it was like he was likable. I felt like there was an easy confidence that everyone has talked about. He did come across as being confident without necessarily being cocky. There was an air of humility there when he talked about being honored to play for whoever. He also had the presence of mind to, he's done his homework on the Bears. He knows the weaponry well. He's probably even started thinking about the terminology. He has thrown, from what I understand, with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Roma Dunze. That would be a nice threesome to get
good
used
trio,
to throwing
yeah.
to, a good trio. I also think that he just seemed like, you know, it's a small thing, but the way he interacted with kids, you can tell a lot about somebody the way they handle questions and situations like that. But he was very comfortable, and again, that relatability will go a long way as he kind of ingratiates himself in the locker room and in the fan base. And the last thing that stood out was like something he will learn. When they chant your name like that, it couldn't possibly be at a Sox game. It had to be a Cub game because the Sox don't have that many fans to have a chorus.
I think we've got more that will tell you that Caleb Williams has a lot more to learn about Chicago as Chicago learns more about him. That's coming in the second segment. That's certainly one thing to highlight there. The other thing that I would note just there is his expressed readiness to just be past this part of the process, right? Mm-hmm. And to be able to get to a practice soon and be with his teammates again, because I really do think he is a guy who thrives off being part of a team, being the leader of that team. And it's really uncomfortable, I think, for the last 4.5 months to not have had that in his life. And so that next bridge will carry him there. And soon enough, he'll be there at a practice at House Hall and ready to take charge.